The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And I'm just going to turn round here. And I just about made that turn. And all I have to do is pedal a tiny bit and it just surges forward.
You nailed it. First time out for something like, because it is a longer bike. It's not the same. People get intimidated when they look at it. But when you go and ride it, it's perfectly designed for cyclists and it's perfectly designed for the task. So yeah, it's a good job and you did well.
All I need to do now is have my child on the back.
Yeah, that's it. We can set it up. There won't be any problem.
You know, that's extraordinary, the electric cargo bike pedal assist, as it were. That was on the N7, not the M7, because it doesn't become the M until it goes past Nace. So in theory, you could have been out on the N7 on your cargo bike.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up. But I was near that big motorway that brings you west. Or Joe Carriageway, whatever it is.
No, but I'm just thinking, imagine being on that road.
Yes.
Legally.
Yeah.
In your cargo bike.
You could be.
Anyway, the $1 billion spend on active travel, do you think it's paying off, Henry?
Well, I mean, it's really interesting and time will tell. Here is Janet Horner, Green Party councillor at Dublin's North Inner City. And she wants Dublin to be a real and genuine cycling city. And she's actually joining us from Kerry.
It's been 5 years since we started investing a lot more money into walking and cycling infrastructure. And we've seen a lot of change in that time, I guess, to the types of projects we've been able to roll out. There's been a lot of projects that have been on the cards for a long time and under consideration, but never had funding, such as the Clontarf City Centre Cycleway, the Royal Canal Greenway, among other ones. So in that time, I think we've managed to roll out some really quality, good infrastructure for the city in Dublin. And we've also, I think, learned a lot of lessons. Like I as a councillor, I've definitely been concerned by the pace of implementation of a lot of these projects. The North Circular Road scheme we've been talking about for about 3 years, and we're only just about starting construction now. I think people in general like the work that is happening, but they do want to see a clearer follow-up. So when the council is saying they're going to deliver something in 6 months and they're saying what it's going to look like, they want to see that that's actually happening instead of projects sort of slowly shifting over time and timelines drifting a lot. I would also say there's a lot more work to do. We've seen that the numbers of people cycling just haven't necessarily increased to in line with the ambition that we have for how much we want to see people taking it up. We know safety is the biggest barrier still to people cycling. So if we want to see those numbers grow, we have to address safety concerns. So that to me means really tackling the sticky issues of junctions, making them a lot safer to prevent left hooks from cars, instead of just taking on maybe the safe off-road cycle routes such as the Royal Canal, which have been maybe where the council have been directing their attention up till now. A lot more work to come to my mind, and we have a lot more to do so we can make sure that everybody feels like taking to a bike is something that is at a bare minimum safe to do, and even better yet, something that is convenient, fun, relaxing, healthy, enjoyable to do as well.
Dublin City Green Party councillor Janet Horner ending that report from Henry McKean. Henry, lots of reaction to your report. The cycle lane at Blake's Cross is covered in stones and debris, and Fingal County Council don't maintain it. It's more dangerous than the road. Fingal County Council is about to narrow the Swords bypass at a cost of €9 million and is introducing cycle lanes. All the while, thousands of new houses are being built to the west of the town. It's going to be man-made congestion. In Cork, there are more people walking than cycling, yet the footpaths are dreadful. City Council replacing green areas in concrete, increasing the heat island and surface water runoff, contributing to flooding. It's a hit and miss approach in a city of narrow streets. The biggest letdown with cycle lanes and greenways is that they are built and never maintained. Look at any of them. They're full of glass, stones and holes with markings that have faded. I have been a cyclist for over 50 years and I think they're great and we need more of them. However, they need to be properly maintained. I live in Dunleary, and if the bicycle lanes are such a success, why are cyclists still using the paths? That's from Liz. Cycling is unsafe in Dublin. Cycle lanes are a waste of money. They're not used. I nearly got knocked over coming out of a shop during the week. An electric bike whizzed past me as I exited a shop and they were on their phone. That's from someone called Blake.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.